WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The Chicago Abortion Fund can't keep up with demand. For years, the organization's been paying for people to travel to Illinois for abortion care. Think hotel rooms, gas, tickets for planes, trains, and buses, not to mention the cost of the procedure itself. Demand has skyrocketed in the 2+ years since Roe v. Wade was overturned, and more states put abortion bans in place. But the funds to continue doing the work are drying up. We spoke with WBEZ's Cook County and public health reporter, Kristen Schorsch, to get into the details and learn more. I asked her about how Illinois has long been a hub for people seeking abortions and wanted her to talk us through what happened here in Illinois after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade back in 2022. Here she is.
We started to see a lot of abortion bans or even restrictions that make it harder to get abortion. We have 14 states now that ban abortion. We have those restrictions I mentioned in other states like in Iowa and Florida.
Yeah, 14 now?
14.
Wow, okay.
In Iowa and Florida, you can't get an abortion after 6 weeks. So that's before a lot of people even know they're pregnant.
Yeah.
So in some cases, it's just harder to get. And what that has really done is kind of created this pipeline of people coming to Illinois because access for abortion has vanished the most in the Midwest and in the South. And so last year, according to the Guttmacher Institute, which is a big public policy think tank, more people traveled to Illinois than to any other state in the country for an abortion, at least 37,000 people.
Wow.
So really, Illinois has become a hub for abortion. And also we have a Democratic governor, J.B. Pritzker, who has very much supported abortion rights.
Right.
So all this together is putting Illinois on the map.
So all of this is happening. And I want you to talk to us about funding because from your reporting, funding from national groups, it's not keeping pace with what we actually need. So set the scene here. What's going on with national funds, local funds, and individual donations even?
Yeah. So as one clinic co-owner put it, the rage giving right after Roe fell has kind of dissipated. Mm. So there are not as many individual donations. There's a lot of other interests right now too, right, that we're seeing in the news, the war in Gaza. We've got ballot measures across the country that are trying to support reproductive rights. Mm-hmm. So the money is kind of being spread. You also just have with the national abortion funds, there not only is there less money coming in, but there's just more people are needing help. So there's less money for each person,
just
right?
Spread around, yeah.
And as these national funds cut back, that is leaving the local funds like the Chicago Abortion Fund having to pay out more. So you basically have this trickle-down effect of the national funds not being able to keep up and then cutting back and reducing how much help they're going to give or ending completely. And then that trickle-down effect of the local funds, which then is affecting the people on the ground.
And to that end, here's Megan Jaifo, who's the executive director of the Chicago Abortion Fund, talking about how high these stakes are.
If abortion funds are not resourced, the protections in Illinois will only be available to people who can afford to get on a plane or fill up their car with gas and pay for a hotel and take off of work, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, for the first time in 5 years, Kristen, this organization says it will only be able to serve people from surrounding states. And that's a big update. I mean, which states will they be accepting people from?
Right. It's a really big shift. And Megan told me she's devastated about this and hopes it's temporary.
Right.
But as I said, they are having to pay out more.
Yeah, because they used to take folks from everywhere.
They took folks from everywhere. So basically, they're limiting aid to people who live in or are receiving abortions in Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, and Arkansas. And you might ask why those states? It's because they have partnerships with sibling abortion funds in those states.
Okay.
So they can get some financial help that way too and kind of get reimbursed for the help that the Chicago Abortion Fund is providing. But that is limiting their service area. Mm-hmm. You know, they said that they're going to guarantee callbacks for people who are living in or getting care in those states. And then the rest could be a case-by-case basis.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
What's it going to mean for patients overall? I mean, if you're not in one of those surrounding states, what do you do?
Well, it might mean that you have to pay for your care, your travel costs. I think for a lot of providers who I talk to, they're worried about people who just don't show up, for people who are going to keep their pregnancies.
The state of Illinois plans to give the Chicago Abortion Fund $5 million. So where's that money coming from, Kristen? And what specifically is it going to fund?
So that is coming from the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
And that is specifically to help out-of-state abortions pay for their travel and their stay. So their flights, their hotels. It does not cover the abortion procedure, though. So the Chicago Abortion Fund needs additional money to help cover those costs. And even though most abortions in this country happen in a clinic, like people think of like a Planned Parenthood, there are a small percentage that happen in hospitals for people who have complex medical conditions. And those hospital bills are thousands of dollars. So when you think, you put in perspective, you know, a typical first trimester abortion is about $500 in a clinic. But when you get to a hospital, it is just so much more expensive. And so if you have to cover that cost, basically the abortion fund is saying we need more money to be able to cover the bills.
Yeah, they're saying it's still not enough. Now, what has Megan Jaifo of the Chicago Abortion Fund actually said to you about how long she expects the shortage to last? Any idea?
It seems like things, they're changing constantly, right? So over the summer, they already saw some cuts from the National Abortion Funds. There was another one known as TAF that was specific for out-of-state patients, and that just ended on Sunday, on September 1st.
Okay.
So we're going to see this kind of ripple effect play out, I think, definitely over the next few months. But in terms of the budget needs, you know, things seem to be in constant flux. Then the amount of calls they get, the amount they're paying out.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's, you know, I was asking, well, what is the deficit today, right? Because the Chicago Abortion Fund has tapped into the reserves to make ends meet. And it really is, it's hard to say, it's hard to answer because things are constantly in flux. But the bottom line is that they're saying they need more help because they're paying out more.
We're, of course, focused on folks who are coming into Illinois from other states for care. But briefly, Kristen, Illinois residents can also face challenges when it comes to seeking this procedure. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I mean, definitely the big effect for all the cuts is on out-of-state patients. But there is, to a lesser extent, an effect on people in Illinois, residents of Illinois who are also receiving abortions. Some of them did qualify for help from the National Abortion Funds. So they might be getting less help, no help.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the Chicago Abortion Fund having to pay out more, they might get less help. Say they need, you know, money to cover their cost for travel or the hospital bill.
Right.
They might be getting less aid from the Chicago Abortion Fund.
Well, reproductive rights, it's a key issue that I think we'll all be following. It's definitely part of the presidential race, with former President Donald Trump recently claiming that the federal government would fund IVF treatment under a second Trump administration. We've heard Vice President Kamala Harris call for, quote, reproductive freedom. What are you keeping an eye on, Kristen, as we approach November?
Well, I think definitely with the debate, I want to hear what former President Trump has to say, because he has been changing his stance on abortion. And I want to hear what, you know, Democratic candidate Kamala Harris is going to say specifically about access. we've talked a lot about the legality of like bring Roe back, right? Yeah. That's what we hear from lawmakers. But we don't quite hear about these issues on the ground. How are people going to access care if the money isn't there? But I think also, you know, there have been new polls recently that show how much abortion rights might be galvanizing people to get to the polls. There are going to be a number of ballot measures mm-hmm. to support abortion rights. So I'm going to be watching all of this and just kind of seeing how it plays out for people across the country, but also just what the impact is on Illinois.
Absolutely. It'll certainly be interesting. That's Kristen Schorsch, who's WBEZ's Cook County and public health reporter. Good to have you, Kristen.
Thanks for having me.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic. It was mixed by Ari Mejia and edited by Dan Tucker. Reset pairs nuance and breaking news. Now, if this sounds like what you're looking for, well, make sure to check out our full archive of conversations at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.